a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from J-Bar M Barbecue for a Veritex Community Bank Road Show. Here's Paul Gallant.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this Friday. Got to get down on Friday, March 31st of 2023. Holy crap, the month is nearly over, and holy crap, you should see where we will be doing ESPN 97.5 Radio Magic for the rest of this afternoon. We are in Edo at a place called J-Bar M. If you've listened to the Paul Gallant Show before, you have probably heard me try to drink a watermelon ranch water while eating chicken wings and ribs on the air. So that part, 100% awesome. But now here I am on this beautiful day. It's nice and breezy. And this place, children, put earmuffs on. It bleeps. I can't say the word on the air, thanks FCC, but this place is truly awesome. We are out on a back patio, there are televisions out here, and I can smell barbecue, and I don't know, I might just leave in the middle of the show to eat it and force Andrew Carlson, who is here, to take over the rest of the show. We got Sean Mapes back at Mission Control. Sean, we got something to talk about, and I know you're as excited about it as me. But maybe you're thinking to yourself, I'm also frustrated. How are you on this fine Friday afternoon?
I'm doing good. I'm excited. It was a great 24 hours of sports yesterday,
yeah.
And I'm ready to talk about it for 2 hours.
Everyone's been waiting for us to talk about it. And I know, I'm not telling you exactly what I'm talking about right away, but it's all about the slow build, because there might be an opportunity here in Houston, Texas, when it comes to sports, okay? Oh, you thought Paul was going to talk about the Astros to open up the show? You thought wrong. Anthony Richardson's pro day. Oh, my goodness gracious. I have a pants tent having seen that. Did you see when he threw that throw and then did a flip afterwards? Could he be the number two overall pick? I can't say, but now I'm thinking about it. Did you see when he threw the ball so high, it hit the roof? Here's what that sounded like on TV.
Oh, banana skin and all. Like, your body's
in the weight room.
Body composition is off.
Okay, there he put a little extra.
Oh!
Yeah, we knew that was
coming. Kembe Mutombo with the roof.
Oh, no, sir. Look at him having
never mind
with that one.
Playing foosball.
But you can see, like, when he really wants to unleash one, like, yeah, you better not have a roof on that stadium.
Bam! You throw it out the stadium.
And bang.
Do you think that's by design?
We've seen that at every pro day, I think.
We have, almost every pro day.
Do you think that's by design? If he wants to get drafted by the Raiders, yes. I'm kidding, guys. I know. You thought I was going to go into 4 hours of talking about Anthony Richardson's pro day. No, that's for the Wheelhouse to do. We're going to save that for later. Andrew Carlson, the producer of the Wheelhouse, is like, come on, bro. No, that's for them. We got to talk about what happened yesterday, because actually there's a major problem in Houston sports. And I know a lot of you guys right now, you saw what happened and you're thinking to yourself, uh-oh, this could be a rough start to the year. And I agree, because I experienced it firsthand. I can't believe what I saw yesterday, what I went through, the horror, the pain. I had to wait in line at the Hornitos Bar in the center field 40 minutes to get a margarita from El Tiempo. What the bleep. Andrew's laughing. That's no laughing matter, sir. This is the biggest problem the Houston Astros will face the rest of the year. I need to get my El Tiempo $35 margarita or $43 to get a Bregarita with literally just the cup rubbed in tahine, you know, like an extra $75 for that. If I got to wait in line for that, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it because now, with this pitch clock, guys, the baseball games are quick. I missed the whole game. I didn't see any of it. I don't even know what happened. This is a major problem. So 713-780-3776. Can the Astros overcome the long margarita lines at El Tiempo in center field at the Hornitos Bar? I know a very specific thing to open up the show, but that, I'm telling you guys, it was a massive problem. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about real baseball. Andrew's like, I don't believe you. Sean Mapes back in Mission Control, I don't believe you. No, we do have to talk about something. And this time, I'm not teasing you. I'm not trolling you anymore. When this happened this offseason, nobody was happy. When Rafael Montero got that extension, no one who knows a thing about baseball should have been happy about it. And I know there's some nerds out there who are going to point at his statistics last year with the Houston Astros and try to tell me that Rafael Montero isn't the guy that I watched for a couple of years while I was in Seattle. That is Rafael Montero, in a nutshell, and you overpaid for that. Eighth inning, Astros with the lead. Here is Rafael Montero, excuse me, new money Montero, giving up a home run.
It's up to Grandal with two outs, hitting from the left side. Swing and a drive, deep right field, we are tied! Grandal with a home run! It's 1-1.
That makes everything right. They'll still talk about the base running miscues, but they're going to also talk about Grandal picking him up when he had to. It was a wild pitch that got the Astros on the board in the bottom of the seventh. It's a solo shot off of the bat of Grandal to tie it up in the eighth.
Is that the White Sox call?
Yes, yeah. Courtesy ESPN 1000.
Ah, Sean. That's where our guy, Brendan Riley, went to, right? Oh, Brendan's got to talk to them. That was low energy. That was low energy call. I don't get how people are in this industry and don't have any industry. I mean, many people argue I don't even like sports, but I still deliver my takes with gusto and energy, especially when there's a seven-hour line to get a margarita in center field. Yeah, I'm more mad about that than Rafael Montero. But, look, this is the thing that I think we're all going to be looking at the rest of the way. You gave him this contract. Why? You argue it for $2.5 million over arbitration with Kyle Tucker, and okay, you win the arbitration case, but you're also willing, and this was before Dana Brown. This is a Jim Crane purchase. You're willing to extend Rafael Montero when you have a pretty loaded bullpen as it is. I just don't get this one. I don't. It's one game. Obviously, we're going to overreact to the first couple of games of the baseball regular season. But Rafael Montero gives me anxiety every single time I'm up there. And you know what? The Astros need to start caring about my mental health. And the mental health of the fans, but my mental health. I couldn't get a margarita for 40 minutes, and Rafael Montero exists. So, what are you guys doing for me here? Okay, that is not good. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. That is where I go. By the way, if you ever go to an Astros game, if you want to find me, generally I go to the press box for a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, there's just no energy in here. I need to walk around. I need to wake up. So I went up to center field. It was crowded, and I think part of the reason it was so crowded, it's opening day. They just won the World Series. Tickets are going to be cheaper than they were in the playoffs. People want to be there. You could barely move in a lot of parts of the ballpark. I heard a couple of people bitching and moaning, like, where were these people 7 years ago? Oh, shut up. Like, people like that. Come on, guys. You understand how this city works. It's a baseball town. No, it's a bandwagon sports town, like every city is. There's nothing wrong with being a bandwagon sports town. You should go support the teams that are actually good. The teams that stink, Texans, Rockets, who cares? You know, Cougs, Astros, those are the teams you're supposed to care about here. So there's a lot of people there. We had a good time, all things considered, but the things that we're concerned about, it's Rafael Montero. It's the prominent role that he has in this bullpen. And there's something else, too. And, I mean, we all knew this was coming, but the lineup, it wasn't a great night for them. We'll talk about the struggles of the lineup in a Jose Altuve and Michael Brantley-less world and a lot of other things, especially the opening day experience. I got to say, I never thought that seeing this in person would take my breath away, but it did. Anyone who was there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yowza! You might need to bonk me. I'll tell you what I'm talking about next, though. It's the Paul Gallant Show. We are at J Bar M. It is a beautiful day, and this place is amazing. Come on out. Hang with us this afternoon. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from J-Bar M Barbecue for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
Specifically, inside the Houlihan's Beer Garden of J-Bar M. Okay, so patio's amazing. We got a nice cross breeze. It's not too hot out. You want to know something else cool about J-Bar M? There's a bleeping dog park here. And it's pretty big. I mean, that's a big-sized dog park. So, you can bring your dog here, I believe. There is a dog here. There's an awesome patio. There's an inside area. We haven't even gone to the inside area. There's an amazing bar in the back. Come on out. This is going to be a fun afternoon. Get you ready for the Final Four. We can vent about Rafael Montero's contract. Ryan Presley, too. Oh, you know, a frustrating thing about the new pitch clock. Ryan Presley whined about that pitch clock a lot during spring training. Give Framber Valdez a lot of credit. Yesterday we discussed how he's got a mental process. He likes to pause, take deep breaths. The pitch clock, not an issue for Framber, but you could make an argument that Ryan Presley handled it worse than even New Money Montero out there. Is that a mean nickname? I mean, he got paid. I'm happy for the guy, but like, I don't like it when he pitches. It makes me stressed. Oh, good God! I think they're bringing some food to me. I might just not do the rest of the show. Okay. This is something else. Should I like get a slow drum roll, a slow clap as the food is brought out? Oh my God! What in God's name is all of this? Okay, so these guys know me, and a lot of people think I'm Metro, but these sangrias that are coming to me right now, those look amazing. And on top of that, holy Christ, I'm gonna have to take a picture of this. J Bar M. These are chilaquiles. So here's what you can get here. This food's amazing. Crisp tortilla chips topped with two fried eggs, a quarter pound of sliced brisket, smoked tomatillo salsa, crema garnished with red onion, queso fresco, and cilantro. Holy God. I mean, this is amazing. And we got a mascot for J-Bar M2, and that is a very cute dog that is right in front of us. Okay, so guys, I do have to talk about another thing. Baseball-wise, really quickly, got to get it off my chest. If you're Dusty Baker, I'm not criticizing the lineup. All I am saying is you have clear limitations offensively with both Mauricio Dubon in for an injured Jose Altuve and Jake Meyers in for Chaz McCormick. And I get it. Chaz McCormick hasn't locked down the starting gig, but I'd rather see Chaz McCormick out there more often than Jake Meyers. You guys know I'm on record with that. It is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. I'm going to take a picture of this and send it out on all my socials. This is amazing. By the way, this is just so good. I don't know how I'm going to do the show, Andrew. I don't know how I'm going to do the show. So you're going to have to do it for me. It's the Andrew Carlson Show featuring Paul Gallant just polishing down foods, polishing down meats. You can isolate that drop. I don't even care. I'm so excited here. All right, let's go out to the phones of the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Apologies in advance if I eat while these calls go on the air. Thomas has a thought. Thomas, what's up?
Hey, Paul. Just a couple thoughts from opening day. I was watching a couple other games throughout the day, and, man, a lot of these commentators were being old, get off my lawn about all these rules. It was pretty funny. Second, I went to Bobcat Teddy's, and people were showing up, like, in the seventh inning, which was only, like, you know, an hour and a half after the beginning of the game. So it's like, guys, you can't do this anymore. You got to get out of work. You got to be here on time.
Let me complain for a second, because you jump-started a thought, Thomas, and I'll let you finish the call. The 6 o'clock start time is some liberal BS, okay? It's this East Coast bias stuff. Do we have to start the game at 6:08? Look, Houston sports fans show up fashionably late. That's the polite way of saying that we just show up late, okay? We're, like, usually there, what, like 20 minutes late, 30 minutes late? And now all of a sudden the game's starting at 6:08. The White Sox are a Central Time team. The Astros are a Central Time team. Could we not start the game at 7 o'clock, please? Anyway, Thomas, continue with your thoughts, sir.
So, and then the last thought is, if we're going to be nitpicking or want to complain and panic and stuff, but on day one, cash money, Montero, you can't pay him when you got Bobby Abreu and Ryan Stanek able to take up one of those imported innings. So, it's a silly signing. Yeah, Seth Martinez there, too. So, but it is what it is. But here we go. But, I'll hang up and listen.
Thomas, sounds like the season is over to him. Is the season over for the Astros after losing game one of 162? I can't say. 713-780-3776. Our friend Pena is on hold before we talk about the biggest star of last night's game. Pena, what's going on?
Hey, Paul. I totally agree with you. That line at the Tempo, was garbage. I hated that. I missed
that line was ridiculous.
Right, but I did get to see Megan Thee Stallion's gracious body. And I got a question for you. How awkward was that interview? I saw that you posted on Instagram. How awkward was that girl behind you? Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, if you watched me yesterday morning on Fox 26, a couple of the Astros shooting stars were doing the interview with me, Nate Griffin, and Ralph Cooper. And they were standing behind us, and they had really just riveting things to say when they were brought into the interview. One of them said, absolutely. And the other one said, yeah, sure is. But they were very, they were very nice and they were very, very gorgeous. And yes, I followed one of them on Instagram immediately afterwards. Did I slide? Confidential. Okay. But I mean, look, guys, who wouldn't be feeling a little bit frisky on this breezy, beautiful spring day after seeing I gotta say, maybe one of the finest things that Houston has to offer, and that would be Megan Thee Stallion wearing white pants. And I know I'm gonna sound toxically masculine, and I know I'm gonna sound a bit like a perv and stuff, but I gotta say, Megan Thee Stallion stole the show with the first pitch. Now, the first pitch wasn't actually good, but Megan knew exactly what she was doing. She goes up to the middle the mound, she's wearing these white pants, and she just stands with her posterior, if you will, facing the crowd, and she just let it sit there, let it breathe. I'm really curious, because I saw this in person, as to how the ESPN broadcast handled this. Did any of them go, like I would have done unprofessionally and getting canceled in that spot? Did anyone do that? Or did they handle it like a professional broadcaster at ESPN would? Sean Mapes, let's hear what they had to say about Megan Thee Stallion's badonkadonk.
Megan Thee Stallion is being told the pitch clock, which is something that we're going to see this year, is now running. She was practicing beneath the stadium just a few minutes ago and was throwing strikes. So here we go as she gets set to throw. That we are underway and set for the first pitch as we get set for opening night baseball here in Houston. A special thanks to Carl Weathers for voicing our open. You can catch new episodes of his show, The Mandalorian, Wednesdays only on Disney Plus.
Oh my God, they're so Disney, it's funny. Listen,
so very professional. Very professional is the answer to your question.
That is true, Sean. So professional that they even had a Mandalorian promo at the end. I always get a kick out of that when in the middle of a sports broadcast, they have to promote a television show that has nothing to do with sports. John Madden and Pat Summerall back in the day had perfected the art of promoting the television show Murder, She Wrote. Summerall would have this dramatic pause in the middle of it, and he would try to see how long he could pull off the pause. But some people, like Al Michaels, you can tell he was disgusted talking about during Thursday Night Football, the rings of power. He was like, this is so dumb.
What's this nerd stuff I have to read?
Yeah, exactly, Sean. He was so annoyed. Oh, these nerds here. I'm just here to gamble and eat a steak at halftime, because that's me, Al Michaels. Megan Thee Stallion stole the show. Some people are saying, Paul, stop being so horny on the air. This trying to get a girlfriend thing is so desperate. Hey, I wasn't David Hensley reaching with my batting glove down with a very, let's just say, perhaps inappropriate hug of Megan Thee Stallion in the middle of the field. And I got to say, you've heard me discuss this before. As far as Houston Astros players who I believe would do very well for themselves, if you will, David Hensley, who is 6'7" and dresses well, a pretty good-looking guy. Did he have a chance with Megan Thee Stallion? If he had asked her out, would she have thought about it?
So that was my initial question when I saw, obviously, the tweet of his hand placement. Is how the hell did David Hensley get the job of opening day catching the first pitch?
He must have pushed for it. He must have.
Or she must have pushed for him.
Look, I wouldn't blame her. He is tall. Let's just start off with he's tall. You know my theory on tall men. You could have your face hit by a shovel. You're fine. You're fine. They can't see that high. It's okay. So he has that going for him. He's also a good-looking guy. Look at that. So I got to say, good for David Hensley, and I hope that he asked for the digits. I hope that he asked. We'll see. But Megan Thee Stallion, the winner. Are we the winner? Because it seems like Mark Wahlberg is trying to jump on the Astros bandwagon. And if Alex Bregman, who I guess is friends with Mark Wahlberg, when he said play ball, also said happy birthday to Alex Bregman. Perhaps, with that in mind, maybe it's okay to bring Wahlberg aboard? Here's Alex Bregman talking about how he would like to bring in Mr. Wahlberg, a.k.a. Marky Mark.
Over the last year, we've become friends, and we share similar visions entrepreneurially. And you know, it's been great to get to meet him, a guy with a tremendous work ethic, a role model, and you know, somebody to bounce ideas off of, work together on different projects that we have. We're actually partnered up on Municipal. He started a clothing brand a few years back, and partnered up this offseason with it, and I'm looking forward to for everyone here to be rocking it.
How special is it for you for this job that you have as a professional baseball player?
Hell yeah, Mark.
Helps
Herman
bring about relationships like this with a guy like Mark Wahlberg.
No, it's super cool. You get to meet so many great people. Today, earlier, one of my buddies, Cody Johnson, was taking BP with the team, and just to be able to make friendships with people who are motivated, hardworking people, it's awesome, and just super fortunate and hoping to win a lot of baseball games this year.
I got to say, first off, shout out to Mark Berman with the important journalism here. But second, how about Alex Bregman just casually flexing? Oh, yeah, Chris Stapleton doing the national anthem, famous country star. Yeah, he's my friend, too. I love it. Here's Mark Wahlberg being asked about perhaps being an Astros fan someday. There's a reason that he likes Alex Bregman that's not just about friendship. It's because he's a Yankee killer, too.
He's an amazing guy. He's also my favorite Yankee killer of all time. So, you know, I've been a big, big fan of his for a while. And, you know, we just became close friends and, you know, just here to support him. And I was rooting for him all the way through it. Most of my Red Sox are out. You know, I was right on the Astros bandwagon.
Mark enunciates.
Just the Yankees. He became my favorite Yankee killer. And I am also willing to donate even one of my thumbs to Jose Altuve, for sure. So we're all good. I'm a big fan.
Wahlberg making fun of himself there, my fellow shorts. So he likes Bregman, he likes Altuve, short King City, but he also likes Bregman because he's a Yankee killer. Wahlberg is 100% welcome on the bandwagon. Some people are making some comments already. I jumped on the bandwagon. Yeah, 100%. Wahlberg's allowed, 50 cents allowed. Anyone is allowed to jump on this bandwagon. The Red Sox aren't good anymore. The Red Sox ownership is a bunch of cheapos. You see how much profit they're making and how little they're spending? They're making a ton of money. They don't spend it on anybody. They let free agents walk out the door. They smear the Patriots, too, which is that's my main issue with the Red Sox. Like, stop talking trash about the Patriots. Can you stop? They're better than you. They always will be. Fenway Park is a dump. There's a lot of reasons I have for not liking the Red Sox anymore. But with that in mind, Mark Wahlberg, you are welcome to jump aboard. It was a weird, though, play ball. Chris Stapleton? Okay, I get it. That's Texas. Megan Thee Stallion, hell yes. She won the day. Mark Wahlberg, a little strange, but we'll allow it. Paul Galancho, ESPN, 975-925-713-780-3776 to call, to text on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You can also get after me on Twitter, at Galan Says, at Shawnee Mapes, or join us in our very toxic today Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Right now they're roasting the picture that's up of me on the Twitch, and they're saying that one of my ears is bigger than the other. I wouldn't know. I don't know. This is bullying. But anyway, you can come bully me in person. We are at J Bar M. It is a beautiful day. This patio is awesome. I'm about to destroy this amazing food in front of me. There's brisket. There's eggs. There's a sangria that looks like Cersei Lannister would be polishing it down at like 9 in the morning. It's amazing. Come on, hang out with us. It is the Paul Gallant Show live at J Bar M in Edo on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go! Fun. Sports. This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from J Bar M Barbecue for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
Live at J Bar M. I just had the chilaquiles. Oh my God. That was divine. This food is incredible. And I'm not just talking about the brisket and two eggs over easy that I had and destroyed in about a couple of minutes because I eat really fast. It's probably unhealthy how quick I eat. But when you get good tortilla chips, there's something about them. And these are some deep-fried tortilla chips. These are really good. Plus, this sangria in front of me, it is a goblet. It's like basically they just gave me a fishbowl of it. They know me too well here already. I feel like I'm never going to leave. Just give me a bed or something like that. A little day bed in the dog park. Boom. I'll be good to go. But come on out with us. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock this afternoon. And seriously, I can't do this place enough justice. I'm having a blast here right now. The guy who runs the place looks like he's like an Australian version of Bautista. I love it. He's got the Texas belt on and everything. Oh man, this is great. This is a great place. So come on out. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. The brunch tacos too. Oh my gosh. I think I'm gonna pass out from all the food that they seem like they're gonna just keep on bringing to us. So. Couple of thoughts on yesterday's Astros game from the text line on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. And this is kind of a mean text, but it's funny too. Biggest issue is Dubon should have been bunting his last at bat. Don't tell me he doesn't know how, because he hits like he doesn't know that either. Jeez. Another text. Chaz McCormick wouldn't have dropped the season opener. He should have gotten the nod for that play, or we probably don't have that second trophy. That is a good point. McCormick played well in the playoffs. I know this is dumb when you really think about it, but there is something to be said to a player making him an opening day starter. And I know it's a meritocracy. This is not you reward people for what they have done. But I do agree with that sentiment. Chaz McCormick was awesome in these playoffs. He really was. It wasn't just the World Series and the catch. I mean, he hit the big home run against the Yankees, too. He had a really good playoffs, and that was something you didn't expect. I mean, I thought at the trade deadline, the biggest mistake by James Click was that they weren't able to get another outfielder in, and it seemed like they believed that Michael Brantley was going to be healthy for the home stretch. Ended up being wrong on that one. To the phones we go. We got Jimmy holding on the most interactive sports talk show in town. Jimmy, what's up?
Jimmy just dropped.
Oh, Jimmy, he left us.
Just like,
why did you leave me?
Yeah.
Why did you leave me? Okay. Well, look, we do have some football to discuss. I know. You guys don't like to talk about football in the Paul Gallant Show, but you want to hear this audio as we start the less than 10-minute drill.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Set! Hush!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
Travis Kelce, tight end for the Chiefs, has a podcast with his brother, Eagles offensive lineman Jason Kelce. every single year, there is a photo that goes viral. I think that Big Cat from Barstool Sports does a great job doing a write-up, breaking down every single coach in the NFL as they all take a group photo together. You get to see what their fashion taste is. You get to see what they look like, who seems cool, who seems like a dork. Jason Kelce took a different approach on their podcast. He asked his brother if his brother recognized the coaches that were in this picture. And I got to say, Travis Kelce's ignorance is pretty hilarious.
Let's give it a Travis Kelce try right now.
I can. I'm the worst with names, but I can tell you team.
Okay. All right. Starting on the left.
Chargers. Standing up.
Yep.
Sitting down.
Standing up.
Standing up. Chargers. Giants.
Yep.
San Fran. Who the f*** is that guy? I don't know the next two. Steelers. Is that Steelers Tampa? Is that Tampa?
It's Tampa, yep.
Detroit.
No chance you're getting this one. 0% chance.
No clue. Jets. After Jets, nothing. I've never seen that man in my f***ing life.
This is so good.
I mean, three in a row. I have no idea who those dudes are. Everybody between the Jets.
Those are offensive coordinator Shane Steichen for the Colts. Come on, Travis.
Who's next to Dougie P? Who the f-
should know that one? You should definitely know that one.
D'Amico. Who's the other one?
You should know him because he's arguably your biggest rival.
Oh, that is. Yeah, that's Cincy. That's nice. Yeah. He's a dog.
What's you know his name?
What's his name? What's his name? Hold on. What's his name? What's his name? That's Coach.
Oh my God, Coach. This is so good.
I told you I was terrible with names. I don't even
you
know.
You're bad with names. Zach
I'm the worst. Zah Taylor. I knew it was a T. I'm sorry, Coach Taylor.
Are we doing the bottom? Do you want to keep doing this?
This is fun.
All right. Are you going back to the left? You starting on the right?
Starting right and going back left.
Let's pause for a moment, Cowboy. John. That's funny that he did recognize Mike McCarthy at the very least, because Mike McCarthy is indistinguishable. Just when you thought the bulletin board material wars between the Bengals and Chiefs was going to end with Burrowhead Stadium, now it's never going to end, because now you got Travis Kelce not knowing the name of the Bengals head coach. 100% the next time that these two teams play, you know what's going to happen. That's going to get brought up. Zach Taylor is going to say something snide. And this rivalry will continue, but it's getting a little bit annoying how much back and forth there is between the Chiefs and the Bengals. I got to say, not the biggest Travis Kelce fan, but when Kelsey's not being a tryhard and is going completely off the script, maybe I could like the guy. Maybe I could. Something I will not like. I will not ever like. This comes from an NFL owner. An unnamed NFL owner said that there will eventually be an international NFL division. And he said like 5 to 7 years from now. So how many international teams are we talking about? Obviously, Jacksonville's gone. I mean, they're going to be the London Jaguars or something like that. They're gone. But who else is going to leave? Who else is going to go international? Would make sense for the Chargers, too. It's not like they built a stadium, but they did just build a fancy new facility. I'm trying to think of other teams, but an international division? I know I sound often xenophobic on this show, but can we stop? Can we stop? Can we stop moving things, games, to Germany? I get it. It's a fun vacation for the NFL fans who can afford it. But screw that. My grandfather, who fought the Germans in World War II, Philadelphia longshoreman, he would be rolling in his grave right now if he knew that we had played a game in Germany this year. An NFL football game. Imagine if his beloved Eagles had played there. He would have been pissed. I'm speaking for him, of course. I actually never met him. But I think he would have hated it, okay? What's next? Where else are we going to play? We're going to play in Russia. Is there going to be a Russian football team? Is that how we're going to stop the war in Ukraine? We give them an NFL team. Putin, we get it. You want Ukraine. How about the Indianapolis Colts? Does that work? Oh, boy. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Limno says Mexico City and Toronto. Those two cities in particular seem like logical choices for NFL teams, but I wonder if they're going to expand. We've heard about expansion from baseball even recently. I don't know how that's going to work. We've heard about expansion from the NBA as well. I think the two obvious cities are Seattle and Las Vegas. We'll see if that actually happens in the near future. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live at J Bar M.
How much more of the sangria? Oh, there's fruit in the sangria? What? That's dope. That is dope. Come on out and hang out with us. We're going to be here till 7. Killer Bees are going to be here. The Wheelhouse is going to be here. Incredible food. Incredible vibes. You could say they're immaculate on this Friday. Up next, look, you guys know I'm honest. You guys also know I'm very white. Perhaps my whitest moment ever came online last night. And I don't know if there's coming back from this one. What am I talking about? You'll find out next. I might be canceled again. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from J-Bar M Barbecue for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Here's Paul Gallant.
So that's Wanna Be a Baller by Lil Troy. If you've gone to Houston sporting events over the entirety of this song's history, if whoever is running the music at that arena plays this, everyone starts singing. I have a really embarrassing admission to make, though. And look, I'm musically challenged. I thought that Chris Stapleton sang the national anthem. I guess it was Cody Johnson. To me, they're the same thing. But great, you know? Like, I don't know anything about country music. I'm not trying to. I don't hate country music. Like, I'll listen to it. But generally, I don't know who sings what. Like, I didn't know any of the songs by The Weeknd leading up to the Super Bowl. And then because I'd only heard Blinding Lights, which I hate. I hate that song. And then I heard all of his other songs. I was like, oh, I know all of his music. I actually like The Weeknd. But it took me a while to get to that point. And again, I confuse country singers. Sometimes I do it on purpose to troll people. But this is perhaps rock bottom for me, a person that, while I was at the flagship, used to have Houston area rappers on the show all the time. Slim Thug came on for a day. We had ESG on a bunch of times. Lil Flip. Like, we had a good time. And my old producer, Ryan Rocket, used to try and teach me about the intricacies of the Houston rap scene, and I would have to do a homework assignment and listen to a song. So I thought that whenever that song played, I thought that the chorus was, "Get away, get away, no." And I know, I'm the whitest person alive, okay? Everyone, I mean, you can see it physically. Like, I look like I'm getting skin cancer right now and I'm in the shade. But I'm mad at myself. Like, I don't think there's any coming back from this. And I love that song, but every single time I've heard it, I swear to God, I thought that they were saying get away. Because I hear him say the highway. He's trying to get away from this life. But he's trying to say, oh, there's a better way. And I suppose that's, like, not that bad. But yesterday, I thought all the Drake music sounded the same. I had to – and here's another bad one. Okay, and look, well, I'm just being transparent with you. I'm going to be better. I think we're going to bring back Houston rap listening assignments for me, and I'm going to grade them in the way that you guys know I can, like a weekly thing. I had to Shazam this. And I've heard this song a million times, but I did not know who it was by, and I did not know what the song was. And I know whenever it comes on, I'm like, yeah, Houston rap. But that's it. I'm just like, Houston rap. Let's go. So it wasn't just Wanna Be a Baller that I didn't know the words to. It was also I did not know that this song was called Tops Drop by Fat Pat. I know. We'll play it. Andrew's looking at me so disappointed. I'm sorry. It's a good song, though. So we were driving out, and they were playing this all throughout the parking lot, stuck in traffic. The Astros lost, but I know there's a lot of nostalgia attached to Houston rap. It's awesome. It is very cool that this city had such a cool rap scene.
Oh, you can keep it playing, Sean. You keep it playing. I'm talking over it. But I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I gotta be better. I gotta be better. You know, you guys might want me to know, like, sports better, but no, I need to know this city better, and I let you down. I let you down. Bunch of people. Dr. Dre on the Twitch. Tops drop put 713 on the map. Fat Pat was a genius. You know what my favorite, and I believe this is a Houston area song, don't get mad at me, because generally I'm talking out of my ass all the time, but especially in this area. Purple Stuff is perhaps my favorite song as far as old school rap goes by Big Mo. We play that song a bunch. It's a good song. So anyway, but I had a confession to make, and now I'm starting to get so terrified that I'm going to just mess up other facts about music. But there you go, everybody. 713-780-3776 to call, to text as well. Should I get some, what are those things called on the car? You know, like the things on the wheels. You know what I'm talking about? The things that stick out. Like, are they spokes?
I don't believe they're called spokes, Paul.
I don't know what they are, but I should get them for my Nissan Sentra, I think, Andrew Carlson, who's out here. Sean, I don't know if you're familiar with them as well, but would that not be sick? If, like, I had, like, just kept a Nissan Sentra, which is my car, and I love it. Got it from Baker Nissan. Shout out to them. If I, like, elevated it, like, just had the car, like, the wheels be massive, like, build up the suspensions a little bit and get those, like, little spinner out things. So, like, I just look like a total jackass. Paul driving up to J Bar M to do the show, and you can tell it's him. I'll paint my car purple. Can I swang and bang?
Speaking of swanging, I believe they're swangers. That might have been the widest pronunciation of that has ever happened.
That's what everyone on the Twitch is saying. Those are swangers. Okay. Well, guess what, guys? Someday, I might do it. I might. I'm going to need to win the lottery to do it. But if I win the lottery, I swear, I'm just going to Houstonize. I'm not going to buy a new car. I'm just going to Houstonize my car with 65,000 miles on it. I'm just going to do that. And people are going to be like, what is wrong with you? And I did it for a radio bit. Fun one.
You're just going to be getting 26 miles per the gallon with some swangas on them.
yeah, exactly. I mean, doesn't that make sense?
Really sensible car with swangas? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's responsible. I don't think anyone would steal it, right? Like, because people would see, like, okay, this guy's an idiot.
They might steal the swangas, they won't steal the car.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. They probably would. Are those easy to steal? I know catalytic converters these days. Those are easy to steal.
I think if you want them really bad, it's easy to steal.
You want them really bad. All right. Well, guys, we are at a J Bar M here. The Astros did lose the opening day 3-1 to the Chicago White Sox. I would say it's the first game of the year. Don't be freaking out about it. It's not like the season's over. But I think a couple of things that we learned last night. One, the Rafael Montero contract was a bad idea. There's no amount of games that's going to be able to convince me to feel easy when he's on the mound. Congratulations to him getting paid. But new money Montero does not make me feel better about him. It makes me feel worse. Ryan Presley with the pitch clock. I'm wondering how long it's going to take for him to adapt to it. That guy was the best reliever in recent baseball memory this past postseason. Now all of a sudden he's complained about the pitch clock a lot. That's something he's going to have to adapt to. Framber Valdez did. And as far as the lineup goes, look, I'm not going to get mad at Dusty Baker's lineup. I think he's earned some benefit of the doubt. But there are times where he prioritizes defense, and it's just annoying. And I got to say, too, I can't think of a legitimate reason for the Astros playing Jake Meyers as much as they do. Because we know Chaz McCormick is also a good fielder. I mean, he made, like, one of the biggest catches in this franchise's history, if not the biggest catch in Astros franchise history. I mean, that was a hell of a play against the wall. He's a really good fielder. He's a better hitter than Meyers. And Meyers doesn't even have an arm, right? I mean, I don't get it. But I said this yesterday. We got to give Dusty like a month before we get back on it. He was so happy yesterday, and you know, no matter what issues you might have with Dusty, how do you not love that guy? He's cool. He's warm. he's a cool manager to have running your show. He's made the Astros, who are hated by all of baseball, actually likable. But I gotta say, it was very annoying, like seeing my Seattle friends tweeting out like the Astros are in last place, going up on an ESPN post that was talking about how the Astros lost on opening day, and everyone was like, "Yeah, cheaters, cheaters!" And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be triggered by this anymore. I shouldn't. I just have to look ahead and start flexing the rings. You just can't flex the rings after you lose to the White Sox and Dylan Cease and his 1920s hipster, I work at a speakeasy mustache. He's trying too hard. It's one thing if you got the mustache. Okay, some people can pull off a mustache. That's a good mustache that Dylan Cease has. But when you're also number 84 and you're wearing a mustache, I'm sorry, you're trying too hard. You are trying too hard to be a hipster. Go to Bad News Bar downtown or something like that, okay, and take 30 minutes to make me my drink. And then charge me $20 for it, like it's a Bregarita. I gotta say, oh, you genius! Hell yeah, I like that. I like what? Look, we're seeing things out there. You got the Astros hat with the gold brim. Is this the 2017 or is this the 2022 Astros World Series champion hat? Oh, they didn't have it. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Look, I saw a lot of people at opening day that were wearing the new gold unis. I got to say, they're trash, but I mean, whatever, it's fine. You know, some people, I'll let you make your fashion mistakes without me, okay? We're at J-Bar M. Come out and hang out with us. It is a Friday. Got to get down on Friday here on the Paul Gallant Show. We will talk all about opening day. It is kind of funny that the Final Four just snuck into town and we're all like, I guess I might go. I'm trying to hype myself up for it. Can you guys help me out? Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live at J Bar M on this beautiful Friday afternoon.
ESPN 97.5.